the rest of the story. And this is a love story. A love story of Josephine and Earl. They were ordinary, unglamorous folks, leading rather ordinary, unglamorous lives. And yet the world is different today because he loved her. Earl Dixon was a well-educated fellow, a graduate of Yale and Lowell Textile Institute. Age 24, he fell hopelessly in love with a young lady named Josephine Knight, and they were married December 6, 1917, settled in New Brunswick, New Jersey. After months of marriage, it was quite clear to the newlyweds that they were meant for each other. Now, you know how sometimes, after the honeymoon wears off, little, even monumental differences become apparent. It's all part of the getting-to-know-you period of adjustment. But it didn't happen that way for Earl and Josie. In fact, the longer they were man and wife, the more perfect that status seemed. But there was one thing about Josie that, well, it rather surprised Earl. Something that he had not imagined during their courtship, and which he now found distressing. Josie was accident-prone. Hers were minor accidents, mostly, but there were so many of them. The mishaps occurred most frequently in the kitchen. Every day, as Earl returned home from work, he played a guessing game with himself. What trip-up or slip-up, he wondered, would Josie be waiting to tell him about this time? So slippery were the bride's butter fingers that had she experienced this difficulty today, in an era of such health hyperconsciousness, she might have been concerned enough to visit the doctor. Inner ear problems are often at the root of accident proneness. Various motor afflictions are sometimes blamed. And yet prior to 1920, people like Josie were simply diagnosed as butterfingers, and that's all there was to it. And considering the circumstances, Earl was as loving and understanding as a husband could possibly be. If Earl was at home when Josie burned herself on a pot or cut herself with a kitchen knife, he faithfully ran to her side and inspected her wound. No matter how small, he would dress it neatly to prevent it from becoming infected. In fact, this happened so often, and he bandaged her so many times, that he devised a shortcut. He devised a less tedious way to say, I love you. And yes, that is precisely when and where and how it all began. For Earl eventually showed his invention to his employer, and his employer made it and him famous. You see, Earl Dixon worked as a cotton buyer for a company called Johnson & Johnson. And what he, Earl, created for his Butterfingers bride, and for the rest of us as well, you know as the adhesive bandage, the Band-Aid. Only now you know the rest of the story.